The bad weather that has been impacting the commercial fishery in Bristol Bay for the last several days has also impacted the ongoing Port Muller test fishery. The crew on board the Pandellas didn't fish on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, but they were fishing Wednesday. The latest stock composition estimates from the catch as part of the test fishery cover the sockeye caught on June the 27th and 28th, which was just before the Pandellas got weathered out. The estimates show that 29.6% of the analyzed sockeye were bound for the Igigik River, with another 28.6% bound for the Quijack River. The percentage headed to the Naknek River was 14%, and 7.4% were bound for the Ugashik River. Just over 10% of the sockeye were apparently headed to the Wood River, 9% were bound for the Nooshigak River. Tim Sands is the ADFNG area management biologist for the Nooshigak District, and he likes that 19% of the fish were apparently bound for the district.
I think it means that there's still, it's not completely over here. There's still a little bit of fish left to catch relative to other districts. I don't know how much, but there's some.
The latest genetic stock composition estimates didn't detect a genetic signal for sockeye headed to the North Peninsula, the Ugashik River, or the Togiak River. Just 1.2% of the sockeye showed a genetic signal for the Alagnak River. The estimates are from sockeye caught in the ongoing Port Muller test fishery on June the 27th and the 28th. Using a 6-day travel time puts those sockeye in the inshore district sometime today or in the next couple of days. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.